Moving on, a U.S. drone strike has killed a number of people in Yemen's southern province of Sabah. The attack follows another airstrike, which was carried out on Monday, as a result killing several. Press TV's Yusuf Mari is in Sana'a to give us more details on this latest drone attack. Yusuf, what more can you tell us about this drone strike? More importantly, were civilians killed or otherwise?
Well, the reports are claiming that four suspected al-Qaeda-linked militants have been killed in the latest drone strike, which targeted a moving vehicle in the south province of Shabwa. Now, these drone strikes seem to have a propensity of targeting and killing people while they are driving in their car, which indicates that some sort of tracking device was placed on the car prior to the launch of the U.S. drone strike. This is actually the third U.S. drone strike to occur within the past 2 days. The first drone strike, which happened yesterday, killed three people in the central province of Madib, and two drone strikes were waged today, both in the south province, one in Shabwa, which killed four people and injured two others, and the other one has just been reported occurred in the south province of Adyen. So three U.S. drone strikes to happen within a matter of 2 days, bringing the death casualties to at least seven people, many of whom are, according to the government sources, are suspected al-Qaeda militants. However, those who have been killed today in Shabwa have not yet been identified.
Maybe too early to ask this, but has there been a reaction by Yemenis on the ground regarding these latest drone strikes?
Yes, actually there has. Today in the morning, a protest was launched here in the capital Sana'a by the Houthi movement, calling for the downfall of the government and condemning the latest U.S. drone strikes, which occurred in Madib, and the one which occurred today in the south province of Shabwa. They have called on President Mansour Hadi and the Yemeni government to respect the sentiments of the Yemeni people, to respect the families of those who lost innocence due to these U.S. drone operations, which have lethally and despotically killed many innocent Yemenis. According to UN sources, at least 500 people have been killed since 2011. And many of those people killed are believed to be innocent civilians, women, and children.
Thank you very much for that. Yusuf Mari, of course, want to talk to us there from Sana'a.